American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Tuesday, folks, and what's Tuesday? Special edition of the National Intel Report on this 20th day of October 2009. And we have Mr. Robert Chapman. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Well, good afternoon. It's very nice to be here again.
I appreciate your presence, sir. And Mr. Noel, are you there? Is Mr. Noel?
Clunk. Clunk.
I think Robbie fell out of his chair. Hello, Robbie. He went to the bathroom.
Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
No comment.
Hey, you know, I was reading a column on Bloomberg, Bob, and you'll never guess what they said. That, in fact... taking everything into consideration.
Nope.
There he is.
He sounds like a Plains Indian. He says, ugh.
Okay. I don't know. I think I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay. We've got Robbie Noel here. I was just talking to Bob, Robbie, about the price of gold here and how much this stuff has gone up in. Well, the predictions here as to what the gold should be selling for. Now, we've watched commodities go up.
Yo, Kanye, anything?
Hardly anything. Hello, Robbie, are you talking to us? Do me a favor. During the break, let's reconnect Mr. Noel. In the meantime, pull him down. He's in his own little world out there talking to I don't know whom. At any rate, okay, Bob, back to you. Hey, gold here, looks like, people are confessing that because of inflation and what gold should be selling at right now, Bob, it's, your magical between $2,200 and $2,300 an ounce. They're finally admitting it.
Yeah, you're right about that. And we have been talking about $2,300 to $2,500 an ounce. Well, nearly $2,370, I think the figure is, based upon inflation since 1980, when gold was $850 an ounce. So you can see how the United States government, the Federal Reserve, and other central banks have deliberately and openly suppressed the price. And we can't have governments like that. We can't have governments doing things like that. We can't have a working group in financial markets for the president where he manipulates all the markets in the world anytime he feels like it, which nowadays is 24/7 and has been for the last 15 years. So, yes, the public's learning about it. What's real inflation? $6,700 if you use the 1980 pre-rigged CPI.
Well, there's news out on the CPI. A lot of stuff to cover in the show today. I'm still ferreting out the information, Bob, as we speak. We'll get Mr. Noel up online and active here during the break, and we'll see all of you on the other side. We'll take phone calls immediately at 800-313-9443.
USA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Story on Bloomberg yesterday. Robbie, I'm sure you caught this one. While gold rose 19% this year to $1,072 an ounce on October 14th, consumer prices almost tripled in the past three decades, eroding the metal's value. Bullion hasn't kept pace with the cost of bread, fuel, or medical care. In 1980, gold hit a then-record $873 an ounce. And here's the bottom line to this. In today's dollars, that would be $2,287, according to the U.S. Labor Department's inflation calculator.
Yeah, that's the Fed's inflation calculator results as well. So they're operating from the same system.
Well, and gold futures for December delivery closed October 16th at $1,051.50 an ounce on the New York Mercantile Exchange's COMEX division. And according to Williams, and this is John Williams, the economist at the and editor at Berkeley, California-based ShadowStats.com, he says if the methodologies of measuring inflation in 1980 had been kept intact, gold would have to hit $7,150 to be the equivalent of the 1980 record.
It's interesting. I come up with $6,700, And John and I are always close. His unemployment figure is 21.4%. Mine's 21.3%.
You know what I find amazing, Bob? Is what they, you know, on CNBC, they beside themselves with all the good earnings that are coming out. They actually had one guy on there today that challenged them on their good earnings theory, and that the only reason why companies are producing good earnings is because they don't have any labor costs anymore.
Why?
Well, labor makes up between 70 and 75% of overhead of companies normally.
Well, just to ask,
and what they're doing is they're laying people off to improve the bottom line.
Right.
At the same time, they're using mark-to-model rather than mark-to-market on their assets. Mark-to-market is the reality of where something is trading for or a similar piece of property is sold for or whatever. Mark-to-model is marking to fantasy. It is whatever they think it is. So all of the earnings that you see coming from any corporation in America is bogus. And the FASB is changing the rules the 1st of January. And they're going to have to mark to market. And it's going to be a horror show if the FASB does not back off like they did 2 years ago. And they say they're not going to because they're losing their status as an accounting organization. Worldwide, for that matter. And another thing that nobody talks about is Basel III and the Bank for International Settlements has told other member banks, you have got to stop this crap and, you know, call your books the way they are, no matter how bad it is. Now, there's some legislation that I talk about in tomorrow's issue there's been testimony, and of course the Harvard types are all up there telling you that there has to be banks that are too big to fail, brokerage houses, insurance companies, other companies that are too big to fail. We must have them. Now, if that happens, we're going to have a total fascist society. Everything will be controlled in segments. And all operations will be in unison with government. And this is what fascism is all about. And
We watched fascism on display earlier this week with the perp walk of Raj. I can't pronounce his last name. From the hedge fund. I mean, the message that was sent there, and correct me if I'm wrong, is thanks to the Patriot Act and obviously the ability of government agents now to listen at will to any telephone conversation in the country, they have now put Wall Street on notice that every single one of their conversations has been monitored by some government agency.
Absolutely correct. And whether they're guilty or not, I don't know. But more often than not, they're not guilty.
This guy's a billionaire. They're accusing him of scamming $20 million.
Maybe he did, but we don't know that yet. But they have to make it look as bad as possible to show that they're doing something about the unbelievable corruption on Wall Street. And I know that I was there for 28 years. And you don't see anybody from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, et cetera, doing any perp walks, and they are outstanding criminals.
Robbie, you mentioned the...
And look at the SEC.
Yeah.
The SEC, they only have time to chase the little guys, the small brokerage firms, the small brokers who don't have the money to defend themselves. And they let... read the article that just came out a couple of days ago in Rolling Stone, again, by Matt...
Taibbi. Yep.
I mean, I want to warn you, there's swearing in the article. Maybe it's not necessary, maybe it is. But if you read it, I want to warn you that there is swearing in there that you might not like. But I'll tell you, he lays it out, and just like I've been laying it out, week after week, year after year, and I was calling in the wilderness, and now we have other people in the wilderness with me helping.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned price earnings. Rich Hartman just did an article the other day talking about the Dow hitting 10,000, and they're all giddy on Wall Street about this. But the price earnings ratios on the Standard & Poor's, as of October 7th, the ratio is 140 plus. Now, he says, remember this.
Madness. Absolute madness.
He says, remember this thing.com. Remember that all the irrational exuberance was the bubble, and the PE basic fundamentals went from the 15 range and shot all the way to 47. He said, now we're looking at 140. Funny thing is, it doesn't even fit the Fed's chart. He says, it's absolutely comical. There are no fundamentals, just fake money floating around created from thin air, looking for a place to land. And he notes here to the Fed, when you create the money, it needs to be dispersed. It doesn't need to be spun around the fractional reserve system of debt, creating greed whores who will cash out bonuses of false profits from stimulus flotation. Or you get what we have today, fundamentals that fall completely out of whack. Now, they're trying their best. And Bob, I know you've been seeing this. We have turned the corner. It's the new...
We're into a blind alley?
Well, I mean, everybody pins their tail to the donkey here on Wall Street. I mean, after all, I mean, the Dow's at 10,000. Isn't that good? Isn't that wonderful? Look, businesses, but as you said, you know, where's the labor cost included in this? You know, they've been whacking out inventories. They've been whacking out jobs. So, hey, I could sit here and make this network look like it's a multi-million dollar business. I just need some creative financial writings, that's all.
Well, that brings up the mark to market and the mark to model, and all those earnings that are coming out of Wall Street and banking are fictitious. And the stock market's up because the Fed has dispersed $12.7 trillion to banks in brokerage houses all over the world with instructions to use leverage, go in the market, and drive everything up. And that's exactly what they've done. The question is how high? I don't know. But I do know is I certainly wouldn't be long in that market with my money, with the exception of gold and silver shares.
You know the funny thing, Bob, I was watching a technical analysis. I think it's up on my webpage in the archives. It was a technical analysis looking at the similarities between 1929 and today. And based on his analysis, the Dow could rise to around about 10,500, but then that's where you get that precipitous fall. And I find that interesting just because CNBC has now jumped on a new mantra, and it is obviously proof, as they say, that we've turned the corner and that we have gone through September and October without a major correction, which ultimately means that the bottom is in.
It's the new low, or it's the new high. It's the new Orwellian doublespeak. We're going to say whatever we damn well want, because nothing, Bob and Robbie, is adding up. So they can make any kind of claim that they want based and hang this on whatever doppelganger is left over from something else that they covered a month ago. I don't even watch these financial shows anymore. I used to watch them because I used to watch for the crevices of that were devoid of logic and how they would try to bridge these illogic gaps. I don't even do that anymore. They're beyond even redemption of even holding on to their own audiences. I've been looking at their stats. People aren't paying attention anymore. They're not even
watching.
Look
at the advertising.
Yeah, I was watching Fox today. Every other commercial's a gold commercial.
Isn't that amazing?
They are gold companies.
And they're ripping the hell out of the people, charging them 30 to 60% markups.
Oh, absolutely. I'll give every listener to the show a guarantor that I don't care which company advertises on Fox News, I will beat their price by a substantial margin.
Well, you better clarify that, because if they're charging 60% premium, if you come in at 42, you'd still be beating them.
When you know you don't come in at 42, you come in less than 10.
Wait, 10?
10?
10?
Jeez.
Jeez, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, I know.
800.
Incidentally,
we got a break.
Propaganda.
We got a break.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask
that
the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Let's see if you guys can follow this. And again, this is the gentleman, this Rich Hartman, that was talking about the price-earnings ratios. And he's speaking specifically about the financial institutions and the refinance of all their debt. And he says, let's face it, he said the refinance on all their debt at anywhere from 0.5% to 0.0015% via the government taxpayer loan bailouts, and then re-loan that money out to taxpayers at 5%, or don't refinance existing taxpayers' loans from their 6 to 10%, it becomes a built-in profit that borders on criminal. Until the public realizes that the simple concept, I owe the bank money, I'm now going to take the money from the parts of my paycheck and give it to the government. So the government can loan it to the bank I owe at a really cheap rate, just so that that bank I owe can make a larger profit margin on the money I still owe them. And after they make a larger profit, they can give themselves a bonus above and beyond the addition of profits they made by cutting costs through layoffs. Does that make any sense to you, Bob?
It certainly does. And the international forecast has been talking about that over and over and over again. And they're parking a lot of money with the Fed. The Fed lends them money, 0.5% or 1% or less, and then they take the money and they plant it with the Fed at 1.25 or 2 or whatever the rate is that they're giving them. And so here they are, money made up out of thin air by the Fed, given away, essentially, And, of course, there are those now who want them, the banks and the brokerage firms and the insurance companies, not to have to pay this money back. They want a permanent bailout now. And all that burden to be carried by the American taxpayer, ad infinitum, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, were hanging this sword of Damocles around their neck or this millstone. And that's what we're doing to future generations. And the only way out of this thing is to default on the debt and take down the entire system. Who's going to lose the most when the system goes down? The people who got the most. And that's that 15% or 2 or 3% of the ultra rich. They're going to be the biggest losers.
You know, I want people to realize when they hear the terminology of the gap between the rich and the poor is growing ever wider. I want you to consider that for a second and understand what that really means. What that means is the middle is being taken out of this equation. What's being dropped from the scenario, gentlemen, is the middle class, which are the people that do the living, the dying, the sweating, the earning, the buying, and the dying in our communities and cities all across the country. There is hardly any middle class left. This is, and when you hear this, I want you to keep this in mind, that the widening gap between the rich and the haves and the have-nots and the poor is growing ever wider. That means there's something dropping out of that equation, which is most of us that fall within that range they used to call the middle class, the people that really built this country. I mean, Bob, I'm even looking at their terminology now, and I find myself just sitting there shaking my head because nobody is really taking their terms and really thinking them through. You know, what are they actually saying when they come out with these terms that are repeated ad nauseum to the point that people become even numb to what they're actually saying and what the actual meaning is? There is no middle class. It is dying.
Well, an easy summation is deliberately induced pauperization.
One more time
and
on
the people
that?
Who are behind the scenes who are causing this deliberately in order to bring the world and particularly Western Europe and the United States and Canada down to its knees financially so that they'll accept world government. This didn't happen. It was planned. And that's what they're doing. Now, what do you think free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing were all about? Killing American jobs. Destroying the very infrastructure of our country. It's all being done deliberately. And all of these people who are doing it have to be brought to justice and have to be hung for treason. And that's why they get so terrified when you're on John and Robbie and other personalities on the radio and on shortwave and on the internet and with a handful of really hardcore publications by the International Forecaster and just a handful of others. The rest of them don't have the guts to do what's right, to tell the truth in the unvarnished variety. And I wish there were thousands more who would do it, but we live in a world of people who don't understand and people who are gutless.
I want to remind people before we go to break here, on Mondays, I'm kind of making this on the network a 1-2 punch on Mondays and Tuesdays. Obviously, you gentlemen and I have been doing this program for quite some time on Tuesday, and it is popular. But I want to point the listeners to Monday when I'm doing a series of interviews with Ron P. McDonald and Dr. Robert Rowan. He's a doctor. They own it all, including you. And this is the period at the end of the sentence on what the Federal Reserve, the IRS, what liens we're under, what our obligations are. It ties everything in together. So there, and these guys answer questions on every topic. It all ties back to that foreign currency known as the Federal Reserve Note.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Play a short clip here. Lord Christopher Monckton, his warning when Barack Obama goes to Copenhagen over, the issue of global warming. This is how they're going to get us into the global order. And once in, guess what? It's like a Venus flytrap. Look sweet, jump right in, you don't get out. He's warning on the U.S. sovereignty issue. This is very, very telling. And this was October 14th, 2009. He's a climate change expert.
What are we doing instead? At Copenhagen, this December, weeks away, a treaty will be signed. Your president will sign it. Most of the third world countries will sign it because they think they're going to get money out of it. Most of the left-wing regimes around the world, like the European Union, will rubber stamp it. Virtually nobody won't sign it. I have read that treaty. And what it says is this, that a world government is going to be created. The word government actually appears as the first of three purposes of the new entity. The second purpose is the transfer of wealth from the countries of the West to third world countries in satisfaction of what is called coyly a climate debt. because we've been burning CO2 and they haven't, and we've been screwing up the climate. We haven't been screwing up the climate, but that's the line. And the third purpose of this new entity, this government, is enforcement. How many of you think that the word election or democracy or vote or ballot occurs anywhere in the 200 pages of that treaty? Quite right, it doesn't appear once. So at last, the communists who piled out of the Berlin Wall and into the environmental movement and took over Greenpeace so that my friends who founded it left within a year because they'd captured it. Now the apotheosis is at hand. They are about to impose a communist world government on the world. You have a president who has very strong sympathies with that point of view. He's going to sign. He'll sign anything. He's a Nobel Peace Laureate. Of course he'll sign it. And the trouble is this. If that treaty is signed, your constitution says that it takes precedence over your constitution. And you can't resile from that treaty unless you get the agreement of all the other states' parties. And because you'll be the biggest paying country, they're not going to let you out. So, thank you, America. You were the beacon of freedom for the world. It is a privilege merely to stand on this soil of freedom while it is still free. But in the next few weeks, unless you stop it, your president will sign your freedom, your democracy, and your prosperity away forever. And neither you nor any subsequent government you may elect will have any power whatsoever to take it back again. That is how serious it is. I've read the treaty. I've seen this stuff about government and climate debt and enforcement. They are going to do this to you, whether you like it or no. But I think it is here, here in your great nation, which I so love and I so admire, it is here that perhaps at this 11th hour, at the 59th minute and the 59th second, you will rise up and you will stop your president from signing that dreadful treaty, that purposeless treaty, for there is no problem with the climate, and even if there were, economically speaking, there's nothing we can do about it.
Very interesting. And, you know, is
Lord Mockton.
Yes. And is there any wonder why Barack Obama, first U.S. president in our history, is going to have a seat on the General Council at the United Nations?
Here's... Well, let me guess a couple of phone calls you're going to get from that. And that is, people are going to argue that treaties do not trump the Constitution.
Hmm. What Constitution?
Well, exactly. There's a trapdoor in the Constitution that will allow a treaty to trump the Constitution, which is what the UN Global Climate Treaty is all about. And what a lot of people have missed is every year, I think for the past 7 years, could be longer for all I know, is Ron Paul has identified this trapdoor. It's a reason that every year he introduces, excuse me, H.R. 1146, which is the American Sovereignty Restoration Act, which effectively would close all the trapdoors on treaties supplanting the Constitution. But when you look at the amount of votes that he gets on this thing each and every year, it's mind-boggling, less than half a dozen. I think it's a big deal, myself personally. But there's lots of, you know, I get into arguments with people, well, not arguments, discussions, from time to time, about whether the Constitution holds any validity. And I always seem to revert to the Second Amendment, where Congress shall make no law except for the first 20,000 of them.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Well, and again, you know, the court system, you know, this is why I'm encouraging people to listen to the Monday broadcast, the special series that I'm doing there, because we're explaining in exhaustive detail why you can't walk into a court in the United States. I don't care if it's a municipal court, a federal court, it doesn't matter. The common law court, which holds near and dear to its heart your constitutional or God-given rights, it explains in detail why you can't walk into these maritime or admiralty courts, these commercial contract courts, or the administrative courts, and stand on any constitutional anything. It is, they have wiped out the venue for any stance on that. So, I hear the same argument, Robbie, that, well, they can't do that because it's unconstitutional. Well, okay, that's fine. You can say that, but when they wipe out the venue for any redress, anything to stop or slow these people down, it has been taken out of the mix. So where do you stand? You can be a sovereign. We've got into that discussion. You can extract yourself from the matrix. You end up being basically a stranger in a strange land. You have no country anymore because they've usurped it. They claim the authority. They have the administrative power. And they have the guns and the badges, and they have the courts. So where are you to turn for your sovereignty issues? Well, you can stand alone, because that's exactly the corner you've been painted in.
If Congress followed the Constitution, first of all, there would have been no Gulf War I, Gulf War II, and no Patriot Act.
Let's hear what the callers had to say. Kevin in Minnesota. Hello, Kevin. First up.
Hello, gentlemen. Sorry I wasn't ready for that. I've been listening to you and doing things on the side. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to express my concerns and questions more so. I have got hurt quite badly in the market, and I unfortunately did not follow Mr. Chapman's advice as I should have. However, after further looking into my investments, I found out without my knowledge that I have a penalty if I was to withdraw my funds from the market without knowing this at the get-go, and that I'm...
What? Kevin, put the call on hold and continue.
Hello?
Yeah. Kevin, is that coming from your end? Yeah. Kevin, kill the phone. All right, let's move on to Melissa. Put him back on hold. Melissa in New York. Hello, Melissa.
I appreciate your consideration, gentlemen, and your time. The reason for my call is that I have been privy to inside information concerning the Wall Street bailout, in which I have been trying to bring to light that the firms that have been receiving taxpayer dollars have essentially thwarted legislation which should have assisted the taxpayers and the investors of this country. I essentially right now am sitting in a hotel room. I've been using a laptop downstairs because my PC, my printers, my apartment is completely under siege. I tried to bring this to light last year, and I was thrown into, let's just say, a psychiatric ward. I have been completely retaliated against. I don't want to sound as if this is insane, but I've been dealing with insanity. This has to do with the Federal Reserve and the fact that they gave funds to the Wall Street firms that are now having record profits. And meanwhile, the middle class and the working poor are struggling.
And Melissa, how does this tie in, you going against the Fed and what they've been doing, to you being in a hotel room? I'm missing the bridge there.
You're missing the bridge is the fact that I do not feel safe. I do not feel safe at all. I have a legitimate medical condition, and they were essentially ignored, and I've essentially have been under attack.
Okay. I don't know if this is making any sense to the listeners. Melissa, subjects such as this, I like to ferret out and get the facts.
Okay. Facts are that I was working for a prominent Wall Street firm where I was working on an assignment where there was going to be, on October 31st of 08 of last year, Wall Street firms who will provide North America equity research reports to the public and to the investors. The legislation was thwarted, and the legislation was enacted and originated in New York State. I have been writing to the representatives of New York State as well as to the New York State.
Okay, what legislation, Melissa?
It was the Global Research Settlement Addendum.
Okay, Bob, are you following any of this?
Well, I don't know what the Global Research Addendum is.
Okay, just to give some essential facts to the point, it was supposed to promote transparency and accuracy and also to have the firms have some walls between investment banking and research and the conflicts of interest as well as other items and disclosures to the public concerning any sort of affiliates as well as any inside dealings, so to speak, should be disclosed. And
well, they're not going to do that because they spent a great deal of money getting rid of the legislation by Graham in 98.
Well, the legislation
to get rid of the wall between banking and the brokerage firms.
Smoot-Hawley.
Okay.
Smoot-Hawley. No, that's not it. Siegel.
Glass-Steagall Act.
The Glass-Steagall Act.
There we go.
And they got rid of that.
No.
So they're not going to accede on Wall Street to anything that brings that back. They don't care what anybody thinks. I mean, they're robbing the American public blind. I mentioned earlier Matt Tabuddy's new article in Rolling Stone. He kind of lays it out. And you know, I was on Wall Street for many, many years, and they're just a bunch of crooks. It's as simple as that. And the only way you're going to solve it, number one, is have a regulatory agency that does something that's not controlled by Wall Street. And the SEC and the NASD, and to an extent, the state regulatory agencies, they're all in the back pocket of Wall Street, the big firms.
I agree with you.
And all they do is chase down little guys, and very often on false and trumped up charges that they can't hope to be able to defend themselves against. And then they have these arbitrary hearings with judges, which is like a kangaroo court or a star chamber proceeding. And if you ask for a jury trial, they want you to pay for it. And when they brought the charges, you know, and these are civil charges I'm talking about. And it goes on and on. And they do anything they want. And they aid and abet Wall Street. I mean, naked shorting, front running. I mean, you name it.
If I could interrupt, the legislation was enacted in October 31st of 2003. This has been working on. The firms have been trying to comply to this legislation. And when it was time for their judgment day, which was last year, in respect to having some equal scales of justice besides just receiving taxpayer dollars, it was thwarted. It was completely thwarted.
So who is after you right now? Who do you perceive as being the henchman that, what do they want to do to you? And what have they been doing to you?
That's not accurate. That is not accurate language. Essentially, my apartment's been under siege. My medical records have been under siege. My email's been under siege. I've written to the federal authorities. I have written to the representatives of New York State, and nothing has been conducted or even approached.
Well,
we're talking about billions. We are talking about the fact that this legislation was meant to assist the taxpayers. Why are we going to start new legislation and when there was previous legislation that was supposed to assist the taxpayers and the investing public to have confidence in the markets.
Well, and Melissa, you saw how the fix was put in, and it was mentioned the Glass-Steagall. The boys under the Bush administration saw fit. Actually, it was during the Clinton administration, and then during the Bush administration when it was actually came into full effect, that Glass-Steagall Act, anybody, the Securities Exchange Commission, the CFTC, they were just rendered absolutely impotent, and that was designed that way. And if you noticed, first up on the radar scope was Enron and their derivatives game. That was the first clue. The media focused all on Ken Lay and the business dealings, and, of course, their company that audited their books, and on and on and on it went. But suffice it to say, you know, we didn't need new laws at that point. We just needed the SEC and the CFTC to continue doing their job, but they put the fix in.
Exactly.
All right. And Melissa, we got to go to break.
Okay.
I thank you. I thank you for your call. 800-313-9443. I wish the woman well. I wished I would have had time to talk to her before she came on air, because it sounded a little mysterious. We'll be right back.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
By the way, next hour I want to get into what's happening in Tampa Bay, Florida. They just might as well insure all these homes that are vacant down there and somebody try to collect the insurance on it. Robbie,
yeah.
This is Tuesday. I hear tell that you have some French roosters.
We got roosters.
You got roosters?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
All righty.
Yeah, get them while you can.
Get them while they're hot.
I only have 200 French roosters, brilliant uncirculated, $245 a piece. Order 20 or more, $4,900. Receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster or an extension by calling 1-800-691-7898. I tried to get Swiss francs. Swiss francs are harder to find than most of the fractional coins. And when you can find them, you're not going to find them in uncirculated condition. So these are pristine.
And you get a year subscription to the International Forecaster. You can get an extension or make a Christmas gift. If you've been listening to this show or you've been listening to Mr. Chapman on other programs or reading his newsletter, well, spread the knowledge, folks. Wake other people up. And, of course, you get that fine ceramic mug from Republic Broadcasting Network, our way of saying thank you for doing business with Mr. Noel, which is one of the, I won't say one of the most honest, I'll say the most honest in the business out there. Of course, I'm a little prejudiced, but I know how he operates, and we don't operate on 10% profit margin. So, folks, if you're watching the television and you're seeing all these different gold companies come out and trying to make these unbelievable deals, well, it's unbelievable because when you look at the bottom line, you're getting raked over the coals.
You know what's funny about all those commercials? Every single one of them is they all show American gold eagles.
That you can't get.
Which, well, but they're not going to sell them to you. They're going to sell you $2,500 MS62 $20 St. Gaudens. They're not going to sell you American gold eagles. They will go kicking and screaming to sell you American gold eagles.
Well, and guys, you know,
it's a little bait and switch thing.
I was just going to use that exact term. And this business has been around some 28, 29 years. Back in 1985, somebody figured out that, hey, there's a market out there. We can market numismatic coins and go for the collectible edge, which means greater premiums on coins. They all work this same angle. And here's how it works. They sell you the coin. They make their profit. I would consider it to be exorbitant. You get the coins. You get a broker that calls you up a couple weeks later saying, hey, you know, that's a great deal, but I got something better. We'll buy those coins back. Not what you paid for them. At a slight discount to us from you. And then we'll turn around and sell you more gold coins that's got a better collectible rate to it. And now we've just taken one deal and we've turned a profit three different ways. Folks, quit screwing around with these people. Most is for the leases. That's why we started Republic Trading Group in the first place. I'm tired of all the gold and silver whores out there in the market. So if you go buy someplace else, hey, that's fine. Go do it, but you'll rue the day that you do it. For $4,900, you get the French roosters, and that's delivered, folks. You're going to be looking very shortly, near term. Maybe gold will be at $5,000 an ounce. So you can have your 20 roosters here. Minute between, what, 1905 and what, Robbie?
I believe it's 1914.
In pristine condition for less than $5,000 delivered. 800-691-7898. And don't forget about those Jackson Silvers out there. If you're not in the market for the gold, maybe you can afford the Jackson Silver Rounds. We'll be right back, hour two.
With research.